The Gracious Restoration of God. You may not be given the same kind of work as before. That is not important and may not be the Lord's will. The Lord is wondrously gracious and infinitely wise in His methods of adapting us to new circumstances. But be that as it may, refuse to let the devil keep his foot on you, for his place is under your feet. The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet. Romans 16:20. This is both a principle and a promise, so let him have your feet. Dare to get up, be a Christian. Defy all the powers of darkness in the name of the Lord, and if nothing else will work, fall upon your knees and cry out, O God, save me from the devil, for I mean to live and labor and die, if the Lord tarries, like a Christian. Desperate conditions call for drastic measures, and if there is one thing I know more than another, it is this. There is no soul who has gone too far for the Almighty to reach him. The faintest glimmer of desire for deliverance finds abundant response in the embrace of redeeming love. Length, breadth, depth, and height, you cannot fathom it. It passes knowledge, Ephesians 3:18-19, but it can reach you because it is the expression of the very nature of God, 1 John 4:8. Men make barriers, but they were all dealt with at Calvary, and God can break through them all. The mighty forces of evil may gather to hold their prey, but they are less than nothing to the Almighty, who at the cross brought to naught him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, for the express purpose of delivering them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hebrews 2:14-15. Read carefully and prayerfully Isaiah 40:12-31, and you will see God in such majesty and power as to dispel all fear of the evil one and his wicked powers.